All right, well, we'll get started, and we see a bunch of people still coming on, but we'll kind of get started with an introduction here. My name is Joe Gallia, President of Member Solutions, and I'm joined with Mark Dumas, who's a member of our advisory team, helping out a tremendous amount of our clients with a lot of great ideas. We recently had a webinar with him and actually broke the record for most attendees, and I think we're going to shatter that record again today. So we really appreciate you taking the time to help us again, Mark.
My pleasure. I mean, if we can help the schools grow, that's the main point right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, we were going through quite a bit of the library. We have, you know, it's amazing. You do this for a bunch of years, and we've actually racked up a ton of webinars that are recorded on various topics that are all available to our clients to reference. And ironically, we're looking at a lot of the titles and, you know, and we realize that, wow, you know, we don't have as many as we would like on the topics of, you know, acquiring new students, you know, simple strategies to, hey, how do I get more people in the door? And, of course, that's what a lot of school owners are looking for. There's certainly no shortage of retention ideas and different ways to retain students and new programs and things to try at the school. So, you know, over the next few months, we're really going to concentrate on ideas to bring in new students. And we wanted to kick it off by working with you, who, you know, Mark's got six championship martial arts schools that are all very successful. And, you know, to maintain that success, Mark needs to sign up quite a few new members every single month just to break even. And, of course, to continue growing, he has to exceed that. So we thought we'd get started talking with Mark about different things that he's doing with his school and focus a little bit on springtime. You know, everybody's glad that spring is finally here, and there's certainly specific strategies for the spring. So, Mark, why don't you give us a little bit of an overview of what you'd like to talk about today, and then we'll get into some questions.
Okay. I mean, for most schools, spring's going to be very important because nationwide, statistically, summer is a slowdown for a lot of schools. It doesn't have to be, but it just seems like for a lot of schools, summertime, you got people going on vacation, doing whatever. And whatever their active count is going into summer, it's down at the end. So what we try to do at Championship Martial Arts is really try to bulk up a lot of people in the spring just in case that happens. And I got probably about 10 or 11 things to go over that just about anyone can do, because it's not if you're a mega school or if you got a big budget, small budget. I mean, it's just really simple. One of the things that time-consuming now, the people I've been working with have had a head start where – in March, we did something with the Shamrocks, St. Patrick's Day, and we used that one as a student appreciation day. Well, with Easter coming up, and you can still do this idea even the week after, we're calling it an Easter egg campaign. And there's actually four ways people can play with this idea. One is you can do it with a student appreciation, which this method, you pick a day, you pick a week, whatever it is, and every time one of your students comes in, they pick an egg out of a basket. Inside that egg is a prize. So it may be a free T-shirt, free rubber chuck. I recommend spotlighting some of your other services, you know, 50% off a private lesson, 25% off your next retail purchase, a free parents' night out, half off a karate camp day. And that way, not only are they getting to come and try that new service that they might not otherwise do, but you're also making some money on the other side of it. So we did that with the Shamrocks. You can actually bring that over to the Easter eggs. Now, if you're trying to get new students off an Easter egg campaign, it could be a student referral contest. And pretty much you could set this up tomorrow. I mean, just go buy a bunch of eggs, put a poster up in your school that says, hey, guys, every time you bring me a referral or just a name, address, and phone number, you're going to get to pick an egg out of this basket. And in that basket, again, will be the eggs that have different prizes. Again, T-shirts, karate party. Birthday party, a percentage off a birthday party. If you don't want to do anything free, just make sure you give a percentage off. And also put some candy in the egg because, again, a piece of paper is not always a great deal to them. But this way, they're going to bring in their friends' names, address, phone numbers. You, in turn, call them up. Hey, Mrs. Smith, you know, we have a student in common. His name's Johnny, and he wants to offer your son, Matthew, 2 free weeks of karate classes. And then, I mean, you just keep on going with your normal outgoing phone procedure. But this way, again, they're all working to get you those leads. Another idea with the Easter eggs could be a buddy week. And this is, we're actually going to combine the first two together. Anyone that comes in class that week, there's two baskets of eggs. One is for the student who brought the friend to class. The other basket is actually for the friend. So, you know, we've already went over the prizes. If I bring a friend, I'm going to pick out a prize, and it's going to say, again, T-shirt, rubber chucks, half off an event, whatever. But the friend now can also pick an egg from a different basket. And those are going to be more program situated. 2 free weeks, free month, $50 off a regular program, $75 off a regular program. Something to entice them to come and try the lesson. So they've got to do the whole week. They've had a great time with their friend in the classes. And now you're giving them a reason to sign up for your trial program or your introductory class, whatever you guys have. So, I mean, that way you're getting the best of both worlds. You're kind of doing student appreciation for the students that are coming. The friends are also having a good time, so through the whole buddy week. And the fourth thing to do with the eggs is you could just have a Easter egg hunt. And, again, you're either going to make the decision, is this Easter egg hunt going to be just for our students? We're going to have candy and prizes in them. Or is it going to be open to the public? And in case the prizes are going to change to more or less sign-up prizes, the free months, the 2 free weeks, the 2 free weeks maybe with a free uniform. So, I mean, the prizes can be endless. But the main goal is just trying to use Easter as a springboard just to have a slogan.
That's fantastic. And a lot of these ideas are, you know, great because they encourage activity at the school. There's kind of a school spirit around it. It's a lot of fun. People can rally behind it. And you know the students are talking and what did you get? And so there's a lot of additional benefits there as well. What do you do in general with, say, every student referral contest? I've heard different ways of doing it. I was curious about how you set that up to get students motivated to bring people in.
It really depends on how we're aiming the contest. Like for the Easter egg contest, it's only going to be a week-long thing. So the prize is small, but everyone's going to win something. We've also done kind of like a VIP contest where we're giving away a computer. We've done a video game. We've done a go-kart. Pretty much, you name it, we've done it, just probably like everyone else has. And what you're going to do is we actually have some prize wheels, and if they bring us, we give them a card to fill out. One is they give a card to their friend, and they also give us a card back to who they gave that pass to. And that's the important part of this, that part of the contest is you don't want to just say, pass this out, because, again, some of the kids are going to pass them out, some aren't, but you're not going to know who they pass it out to. When we have a longer contest, 4 weeks to 8 week long contest, and they give us a card, when they turn that card in, that's when we give them their prize. And, again, they might spin the wheel, and it might be a free birthday party, kind of like all the prizes I said before, T-shirt, nunchucks, keychain, 25% off retail, a free sword, whatever it is. And then, again, we'll wait like a week and see if that child comes in or the friend comes in. And then, again, they'll earn more tickets if that friend does come, and then they'll even earn more tickets to the grand prize if they sign up. So it's more or less like a ticket contest. Then at the end, we just draw a winner. But if someone doesn't show up, at least we got their name and address and phone number. We can call them and we can invite them in. And pretty much if they didn't show up, half of them don't want to come in. That's fine. You know, the other half do want to come in, so we'll concentrate on that path.
Do you ask for referrals at the time you're signing up a new student?
Believe it or not, that's one of the things that we're actually just going to start. No, we don't. We tell them about our referral contest, or not a referral contest, but our referral program, which is $25 in karate money for everyone that they refer to our school. But just in our last team meeting, we've had two different schools that were saying, well, what if we do this? And that this was, if they refer someone in the first 30 days, we're going to take $5 off their tuition. So So, I mean, I kind of sat back and I was like, for the year? And they're like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, that equals, you know, we already got the down payment, so that's going to equal pretty much $55. Is that pretty much in line with what it's costing us to get a student? Because if we're getting students for $20, this isn't that great of an idea. If we're, you know, if we're up near $50, yeah, it might not be bad. And another school goes, I think if we just, when we, because we send the child a postcard about welcoming to the school, but I think now we're also going to try to send the parent a letter thanking them for entrusting us with their child's martial arts, and then also have kind of like a referral thing on there where they can give a pass out, because obviously I think it's going to be, they're most excited in the first 30 days anyway. So we're actually going to try which one's better, offering them $5 off tuition for each person they get, or just doing it because they're excited about our program. So I can let you know in a couple months on which one did better, but we're just starting it this month.
And, you know, and something I think is important to point out here is that, you know, you're an established martial arts business person, six locations, and you're trying different things to try to move the needle. You know, you don't have just, okay, you only do it this way. You know, you're trying. So, yeah, everyone should learn from that, that it's okay. You know, whatever you're doing could be great. Try it. Try something else. You might get a better result. You might not get a result, but you'll learn. And you'll make better decisions the next time because you'll know what doesn't work for you in your school. What about buddy weeks? Do you do those?
We do buddy weeks, and that's how I was going to tie it into the Easter egg campaign of they could just do the whole buddy week, invite their friends the whole day. And, you know, depending on where you are as far as part of the country and your spring break is and everything, I mean, a lot of us can have a dead week in there where we could have a buddy week. And again, Easter, it doesn't have to be with the Easter eggs. It could be, you know, often our big extravaganza that we had in March where our whole school's tested, we did it on the 20th. Also, this last week was kind of a dead week for us because we're not really starting to teach the new curriculum until, you know, beginning of April. So that would have been a great week to do the buddy week if you didn't have one. And there's many ways you can even throw that off. When, you know, it can just be there's a class per day that anyone that wants to bring a friend can come in, or they could just come into the regular class. As long as you're not getting ready for testing, you got that flexibility. And then, you know, we've done it before and had great success where at the end of the week, if they came, if the buddy came two times on the third class, the friend would actually reward them their white belt. So, I mean, this is different ways you can play that off, but I mean, buddy weeks, it doesn't cost the school anything. I mean, if you want to, it's kind of like a referral contest, but again, you don't have to give away anything, just, you know, maybe small prizes or none at all, and then just tie it into maybe a parents' night out at the end of the week, you know, the Friday night, just a big parents' night out or something.
Yeah, I find that to be, you know, I think it's a great idea to, you know, have that kind of date night for the parents. Being a parent, I feel that way. And it's just a great opportunity for, you know, a friend to be able to come down to the class. And we know that when kids are exposed to martial arts, they really enjoy it. They have a good time. And they're the best salespeople because they go home and tell their parents, wow, this was a lot of fun. I'd really like to, you know, go there. And even if the decision isn't made at that point, you know, your school just got out there to the parents. They're aware of you, and, you know, maybe it's the next time that they're going to join. So you want to keep these type of events going on. You want to get your students involved with bringing their friends down and creating those opportunities. What other things besides Buddy Week do you do in the school where a student can bring someone along with them?
Well, you just mentioned Parents Night Out. For the schools listening, you have a great opportunity coming up in, I believe it's May 7th, where it's Mother's Day weekend. That would be a great opportunity not only for your own parents or for your own students, that you're going to have a parents' night on Friday night from 7 to 11. It's $20, $25. You decide, you know, maybe it's $50 in your area. Who knows? But now all of a sudden, dad has a babysitter for the kids. He can take his wife out, celebrate Mother's Day in that aspect, and then they can do it as a family over the weekend. But it's also now you can invite the friends. And on a parents' night out, if you're having trouble having them bring their friends, maybe give them a discount. hey, it's $25. However, if you bring a friend, it's $10 off, $15 off. If you bring two friends, it's free. If you bring one friend, it's free. I mean, again, depending on how you're trying to do this, the cool thing about it is not only is it a retention tool, but it can also get you new students. Plus, if you're charging for the event, it can actually make you some money. So that was one of my ideas for the spring was, you know, you're having a parents' night out, and it can be a great theme for Mother's Day. Another one was a school's out party. And this one's basically going to be ran the same. However, I'd make it, me personally, we're making it totally free to everybody. And you just find out in our area, school's out Memorial Weekend, which is out a lot earlier than, you know, schools up north. But 2 weeks before, on a Friday night, we're going to have a school's out party. And all the students are invited, and we're going to print out passes, and they're going to invite all their friends. Now, this one's not as much as, because we think there's going to be a lot more friends, it's going to be a lot more martial arts orientated as far as the activities. Because in a normal parents' night out, we don't do a lot of karate. You know, this is something to do with just coming in, having a good time. We got the moonwalk or jump house up, which that would be a good idea for a lot of people to go buy. You know, you can get them used for like maybe $1,500. It's a bounce house. But every time you have camp for your birthday party, for your parents' night out, you just blow this thing up and it just entertains the kids. Have movies, have pizza, have drinks, different games, different contests. But for the school's out party, we're going to try to make it more, again, martial arts oriented and just have different contests. You know, it might be the highest kicker. It might just be relay races, just different drills that we can do. But to show the kids, because we think there's going to be more friends, what our school is more about, get them pumped up about it. And like you said, your students are the best salespeople you have. If the friend sees the friends having fun, the parents are talking, they already know that it's probably a 12-month commitment. They probably know it's $130 a month. And if they come in, you're more than assured to get them to sign up. So it's just, you don't always have to do a parents' night out the exact same way. You know, we've talked about getting new students. It's easier to keep a student than it is to go get a new one. So, again, retention, getting them pumped up before summertime, because you don't want to lose the existing students in the summer. So I just try to do it a little bit different. The school's out, totally free, giving back to the students. But if you have the invitations and everything else like that, I think you're going to draw a lot of friends in there. And, again, if you got 80 students showing up and you got 50 friends, if you just sign up half of them, that's a good month for some people, especially coming in the first month of the summertime.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of these things are focused around events. I have to take this opportunity just to say, you know, we've developed, Member Solutions developed a great online registration tool called Event Manager. We know some of you out there have it. If you have it, as you know, when you go in to create an event, you're basically creating a web form. You can start from scratch. You can copy one of your existing forms, or you can use one of our templates. We have a Parents' Night Out template that we built for Valentine's Day. So you can literally just go in there, copy that form, and then go in there and change the name of the event, change the date and time and the pricing associated with it. It might even also be a free event, as Mark was saying. And the additional benefit you get out of it there is you're building a database of people that come to your events. So those leads, you can continue to market to them after the event if they haven't signed up. And it's really cool. If, I don't want to waste a lot of time here, but if you're interested, you can send me an email, joe@membersolutions.com. I'll send you a little link to a short, brief overview demo, and I will give everyone on the call a 60-day free trial. The website has a 30-day trial, and I'll pass on the extra 30 days. And that'll only be for the live recording. So if you guys contact me today, tomorrow, I'll shoot that off to you guys. Because Event Manager is just, you know, we came from our boot camp in February, and a bunch of people were talking about how important events are. So I really want to get out there and let our clients know that we're supporting them in this way as well with the online registration tool.
Very cool.
I have some questions on the web, too, that I want to throw out there because I have a feeling that we'll get a bunch, and I don't want to leave people without their questions answered. So I have one here that says, well, first, thanks for taking time to answer the question. In a fairly competitive market, what do you think the key point being overlooked by most academies in terms of member acquisition and retention, especially with the summer coming up?
If I understood the question right, and that's what I was processing in my head, a fairly competitive market, you got a lot of competition, a lot of karate schools in your area.
And what do you think is being overlooked
I think the number one is going to be the quality of your school. Because as far as, and I think they go hand in hand, we get 90% of our students from referrals. I mean, we do pass out the ad cards and we do advertise and money mailer and things like that. The only reason, when we attempt that, my goal is not to really sign up any students. Yes, it's great when you do, but it's mainly just to keep your name out there. The main part of our marketing is referrals. And if that's working so well, and I preach this anytime I've ever done a teleconference, a conference, an email, whatever, is your floor sells. So if your classes are rocking and the parents are seeing the benefit from anything, they're telling their neighbors. The retention is going to be speaks for itself because the kids having such a great time there. The schools that if you find out that you're signing up 20 people a month and you're losing 20 people a month, I mean, any school that signs up 20 people a month that's not growing definitely has a retention problem because, I mean, simple math, 20 students times 12 months is 240 students you've signed up a year. If you're sitting at 100-something students, 150, even if you're sitting at 200, you're trading out too many students. And, again, it's a lot easier to keep a student than it is to get a new one. I would try to really shore up what's on that floor. You know, is it the benefits that are being taught? Is it good, solid martial arts skills? Are the kids having fun in class? I mean, are they walking out with a smile? It's great to make them sweat and everything, but they can still sweat and smile at the same time. So that's kind of how we run our schools. Is, I mean, we got schools. We had one of our schools that are signed up 35 this month. They had a great month. Is it normal? No. Most of our schools sign up, you know, 10 to 20 people a month, but we don't lose 20 people a month either. So we can grow. But it's, again, trying to teach better classes and having a better atmosphere, having it where the kids want to come to class. And I'd rather them bug mom and dad, I want to go, I want to go, I want to go. And the parent get mad by going, Johnny, we just can't go again today. You know, we've already been three times this week. You know, can we do something else? Can we go to the store? Can we go to the movies? Instead of having it where mom's going, Johnny, we signed you up for this. Get in the car. You're going now. You know, that's not a win for anybody. You know, when the child gets to the class, he's miserable. He's probably not learning anything. He's probably bringing down the energy of the class anyways. Moms just can't wait for the contract to be over. But the other way, you know, I love it when parents go, my child just wants to come every single day. Perfect. We got a student for life on that one.
I couldn't agree more with your answer to that question, because the bottom line is if you don't have the product to back it up, you could be a great salesperson, but they're going to come in, find out the truth, and leave. You know, you might sell them, but then they realize that, you know, it's not what they thought they were getting involved in, and then, you know, the kids are not going to be interested. So that's a great answer, because if you have a great product, you can always make improvements elsewhere to improve the number of students coming into the school. And this is something that will snowball. You know, good news as well as bad news travels fast. So if you're doing the job in the classroom, people are going to know about it. That's a super answer.
Hold on one sec. I mean, there's some schools, if you want to self-test, look at your break your school into three parts, beginners, intermediate, advanced, which classes are your biggest classes? I mean, if your school runs like ours, you know, you test every 3 months, well, they get out of the beginner group, white, gold, and orange belts, the first three belts in 9 months, then they go into the intermediate belts. Well, they're almost stuck in the advanced belts, almost for like twice as long, almost for like a year. That should be your biggest class. And unfortunately for some of the schools that I've gone into or consulted at the beginning, whatever, they thought, you know, our school is rocking, look. And they always showed me their beginner class. And they're right. They had like 50 people in class. But then all of a sudden there was like 10 people in the intermediate class and 2 people. And it's just like you said, you can sell them, but then sooner or later they're going to go somewhere. So you really want to, just as a test for yourself, just look at your advanced class and see if that's your biggest class out of those three segments.
That's a really interesting way to put it. It's like a nice little formula there that if you're signing up X number of students and your business has been open for, you know, a couple years, you should have this percentage of people in your intermediate and advanced classes. So I really like that. It's kind of like a funnel effect. You know, if you're putting people in and you got all your people on top and at the bottom is all your advanced, you know, that's wrong. You want it evenly spread. You want the funnel turned the other way.
You want it to be a pyramid.
Exactly. Oh, that's really cool. I have another question for you. This one has to do with the school system, and I actually see a couple here related to that, so I'm going to kind of merge the questions together. So let's say either you've never gotten into the school system before, maybe you've tried and you've had trouble getting in. Is there anything that someone can do now to prepare for next year when the schools start up again in August and September? Are there any proven strategies that would make that process easier? Because that's direct, you know, that's the school owner or the manager really, taking the initiative to go out and try to bring new students in directly.
To answer that question, yes. And actually, I got two things on my list I was going to go over today that has to do with schools. One is doing a report card certificate, and the other one is a spring fling. Now, I'll go over those afterwards, but you've got to have a relationship with the school system for either one of those things to work. And we had, I couldn't remember, I mean, I would think for like the first 8 years, we could not get in our school system. And now I tried everything. And I'm hearing all these other schools, you know, they can go in and they can hand out stuff and they can do PE teacher for the day and they can do school talks. And we just couldn't get in. So 1 year, right at the end, right about now, I just called up all the principals and I said, you know, Mark with Championship Martial Arts, I want to buy your whole office lunch. How many people do you have working in your office? Well, we have 5. Can I set up where we deliver pizza to your office on Friday? Sure, that'd be great. Thanks. You know, we just want to thank you guys for everything that you do for the kids in our community. And that's all we did. We didn't ask for anything. We just bought them lunch. I mean, it probably cost us $60 a school, $50 not even. And we just got them pizza for their staff and their faculty and, you know, sent it with a note that just said, hey, thanks for everything that you do, yada, yada, yada. Then at the beginning of the year, before school actually started, we emailed them again. Hey, hope you had a great summer. We want to buy your team breakfast. How many faculty and team members do you have? We're going to bring them donuts and bagels. We hand-delivered these, and we set it up in nice trays and everything. Still didn't ask for anything. 2 weeks after that, pretty much said, hey, you know, hope you enjoyed breakfast. There's another thing that we'd like to do for you guys, and that is offer, and this was, I thought, was the kicker. We want to offer each school one scholarship to our studio. And technically, we want the child that you guys are just nervous about. Rather, it's because of the biggest bully in school, or because they're having the hardest time in school, you know, and they probably may not be able to afford our program, or otherwise, you know, the parent would put them in, but you have a chance to offer them a $1,300 program, and we give it to every one of our elementary schools. And again, we still haven't asked for anything yet. After that, they start asking us, you guys are doing so much for us, thanks for caring for the kids. What can we do for you? Oh, well, I'm glad you asked, because now we, you know, another one of our programs, which I think everyone can do right now. I just handed out 12,000 certificates between yesterday and today to every elementary student in our area. And all it did is said, great job on your report card. You know, a little bit more than that, but it's just a half-page certificate. And before we used to do AB Honor Rolls. Well, what we found out with the AB Honor Roll one was pretty much your AB Honor Roll, your really smart kids, are always going to be your smart kids. And your K-1 and 2 grades don't get letter grades, so you're missing them with the Honor Roll. So we changed it to just a great job on your report card, because technically someone that has an F and now they got a D, well, they made an improvement. So now all of a sudden we try to make sure that the teachers give every single student a certificate. And all it does is just offers them a free month of lessons at our school. It got handed out, more or less, again, we dropped them off yesterday. So it says, you know, handed out in March, and it expires, I think, April 24th. And normally when we do this, we'd get about 30 new students. You know, if all of a sudden, and our report cards, again, just came out. But for those schools that are trying to amp up for the summertime, even if you can't get in for the report card, we're going to do one more at the very end of school that just said, congratulations on a successful school year. Now, again, it's not mentioning report cards or anything. And hopefully you get that rapport going with your teachers. And all I do now is I don't even talk to the principals. I actually email them. And I just, you know, I put out the email on Friday morning that says, hey, you know, report cards just came out yesterday. Let me know how many students are in your school. I'll make the certificates. I'll drop them by on Monday and Tuesday. And that way you can hand them out before spring break. And the kids can have a chance to use them, so forth. And again, probably within 20 minutes, 12 of the 15 schools email me back. We have 587 kids. We have 432 kids. And again, we just printed them up, cut them, delivered them. And, you know, it cost me maybe, and I'm going to say maybe $110 worth of paper. And we just did them on our copier. It's just on a colored sheet. Black ink, you know, even if I get one student, great, but if we're getting 30, that's fantastic.
That's a great approach, and for you getting those type of numbers, it's certainly something that everyone should consider. Is this certificate something that is a PDF or something that if the listeners wanted to email you to get a look at what it actually looks like?
Yes, they can email me at maateam, T-E-A-M, at bellsouth.net. So Mark, Apple, Apple, team, together everyone to choose more, at bellsouth.net. It's a Microsoft Word. It has our logo on it. You can easily drop your logo. We have it customized for each school's name. You just customize it yourself, cut them in half. So, I mean, it's real simple, but it works fantastic. I mean, we've even thought about getting colored ones and – the only bad thing about the colored ones, and we're still contemplating on the idea of just giving it a new look, is it'd be harder to individualize it to each school. Like right now we have, you know, Oak Grove Elementary, Braylon Elementary, and so forth, where if we just have these things mass-produced, we're not, unless we handwrite that name in there, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. But, I mean, they work fantastic.
Well, that's awesome. We appreciate you sharing that. I'm going to combine another question with one of my own. I have someone asking, how many events do you suggest that a school should be running over the course of a year? And then I wanted to specifically also ask you if you do open houses.
Depending on what they're calling events, is it a paid event? How many? I know some schools that like having a parent night out every third Friday of the month, every second Friday, just so it's very consistent. We try that, and maybe we just don't have as great of a parents' night out as some of the other schools. I have no idea. But we found that the attendance was down. So we try to have a parents' night out pretty much every other month. And then we'll try to have a seminar. So there is actually an event every month, and there's probably three of them a year, three to four, that are going to be completely free. And it's more or less just a way to give back to the students because, again, you don't always want to say, hey, here's another event, give me $30. Here's another event, give me $30. So you got to make sure you sprinkle in some free events. And open house is a great free event. And that's going to be used almost two ways also, as retention and getting new students. If I have an open house, let's say the first week of summer, the second week, because a lot of kids will go on vacation the first week, and you have your demo teams performing and you're advertising it where the police can come and do fingerprinting, and maybe there's a fire truck outside. There's free self-defense classes for the mom, free karate classes for the kids. If you're advertising this properly and marketing it, you're going to get an inflow of a lot of new students to come and try it. When we did it's kind of like a grand opening, and when we did one of our grand openings, we had 36 children come and view it. We signed up 34 of them on a year program. So, I mean, the results were remarkable on that one. But the biggest safety tip you got to have or concern is I've seen some open houses and the parking lot looks like a carnival. I mean, it's awesome. They got cotton candy and snow cones and slides and bouncers and face clowns and everything else. And they're wondering why they don't sign anybody up because no one wants to go inside the karate school for the free class. The kids are having way too much fun outside. Just make sure when you're having the open house, whatever your goal is, if it's more or less for your students, and you want to have all that fun stuff outside, great. If your goal is to show your product to the community, you got to make sure everything's inside your school. So it's not going to be as carnivalistic because, again, it's going to be too much fun outside. But have the police officer doing the fingerprinting inside, having, you know, the self-defense and karate classes definitely, I mean, those can happen inside anyways. But have specific times where it's, you know, free class at 11 o'clock and, you know, there's a self-defense class. Just make sure they don't have to stay there for the whole entire day to take advantage of all these free classes.
Well, that's great. And I like the way that you're incorporating, you know, something really for everyone so that it truly is an open house to the entire community, and then incorporating some safety things with the police coming down doing fingerprinting. That's all great. And I bet when you get them involved, you get a lot of support from them, and it adds a lot of credibility to your school.
Exactly. And, again, if you got the police car, I mean, you want something outside to attract some attention just in case someone's going by and they just don't know what's going on. At least, you know, you got that big sign. It gets them to look at that sign that says open house today. But, you know, one of the things I saw, and I happened to be there the day of the event, and unfortunately not leading up to the event, was this guy planned all this stuff, and he didn't tell anybody. I mean, he told his students, hey, bring a friend. For an open house, you want to make sure it's in the newspapers, it's, you know, on boards, it's, you know, you got to sign outside your school 2 weeks, 3 weeks ahead of time, open house and the date, and then, you know, try to get some free publicity off it from the newspapers. But, you know, if they don't know what's going on, it's hard for the public to show up to it.
Absolutely. Karate Kid movie.
Gonna be spectacular.
Yeah, a lot of hype. You know, it could be great. Great opportunity. I'm not sure how it's going to compare to the prior one, but certainly if it has, you know, half the effect, it would be great news for the industry. What do you know about it, and what are you doing to take advantage of it?
I don't know hardly anything about it, unfortunately, but I do know what I'm doing already preparing for. We've already contacted all the theaters and any theater that's close to one of our six schools, and we've done it with the Turtle movie. We did it with, who was he, Kung Fu Panda. We actually had a Kung Fu Panda outfits. But more or less, we contact the theater, and we just asked if we can set up a table inside their theater, you know, during opening weekend, during the first two, three opening weekends, whatever relationship you have. And they would kind of sometimes want to know, you know, well, what are you going to do for us? And what we've done is we brought a prize wheel. So, you know, it's helping their customers, and the prizes say compliments of, and we put the movie theater's name on it. I don't care if it's, you know, we're giving 2 free weeks away and I got my name on it, or I got Regal Cinema on it. So it's building value to their theater because they kind of think that the theater's actually paid for some of this stuff. But every kid that, or every person that comes in, we just ask, hey, you know, come on over. Do you want to spin the prize wheel? And I think a prize wheel costs maybe $250, and you can change the prizes that you have in it. And, again, when we spin it for that, we're looking at 2 free weeks, a free month, $50 off a program, $30 off a karate birthday party, just something. But the important part is not just to have them spin it and give them a prize. We don't have any of the prizes actually there. We have them write their name and their phone number, how old they are, and what prize they won. And then they can come by the studio and pick it up. And that way we check it off. Now, the biggest reason why we don't have the prizes there is we want them to walk into our studio during class times so they can see what's going on. It gives us a chance to show them the studio and sell them on the introductory program. If they don't come in, we have their phone number and their name. We can call them up and invite them. Half of them are going to show, half of them aren't. So as long as we get the half that want to come in, you know, those are three names for us. Another thing that you can do for retention, and what we did for Kung Fu Panda was we rented out the theater. So we just told them how many seats are in that theater, 500, 400, 200, whatever the number is. They're going to sell you the tickets probably at somewhat of a discount if you buy the whole theater. So instead of $7 tickets, they're $5.50. We turn around and we sell them to our students for $5.50. We're not trying to make any money off of it. I guess you could if you wanted to. Not sure it's worth it. But now all of a sudden, we're having CMA Day at Regal Cinema, and all our students are wearing their studio T-shirts, and we're just having a good time with each other. I mean, we all walk in, we all watch the movie together, and then we all leave. So it kind of built team spirit. Plus, you got 500 people walking out of the theater with your karate T-shirts on, and there's definitely other kids there getting ready to go see the movie again, and they could be handing out passes or whatever. So it's really going to be important that people utilize this. Again, is it going to be as good as the first Karate Kids or the Teenage Turtles? No idea. But again, if you can get 50 kids to sign up from it, you know, you don't really care if it's a $9 million movie or a $20 million movie.
Pretty true. What are some other things that that I guess it's in your portfolio of strategies that might be a little bit outside the norm?
What are most – for the people that have, you know, their Karate Kids, what other sport are they playing right now? Most likely T-ball. Well, instead of trying to compete against them, let's team up with them a little bit. You know, at the end, we're giving all our students invitations that, again, find out when your T-ball season ends, because you don't want to do it at the beginning of it because they're all amped up about T-ball, but right near the end of it, and invite them all to come into your studio for a free class as a team. So now all of a sudden, you know, if Johnny is one of your blue belts, well, he might be the assistant instructor. So now all of a sudden, you know, he's kind of getting spotlighted, but he has his whole team there. If you've done this in the past and it didn't work out great, have a free pizza party for their team. Now all of a sudden, it really looks like you're giving away to, you know, you're spending $20 on a free pizza. T-ball team has 15 kids on it. I mean, that's a pretty good deal. So you're congratulating them for a job well done, and you're almost treating it like a birthday party. They come in, they get pizza, you're having a 20-minute intro class to kind of show them the school and everything, getting their names and numbers, offering them because they know, you know, hey, guys, just because Johnny's on your team, we want to do this, we're going to offer you guys all 2 free weeks. You know, now you can sign them up for your introductory class. If you can't really get your mind grasping around that, you know, get to know the students that are doing T-ball and see if you can come in and help coach them. And again, not trying to take away of how to play baseball, but you talk to the coach and, hey, we got some coordination drills that we think would be great. What if we come in and 20 minutes before practice, we do a coordination drill with them? We do a conditioning exercises with them. So it's
I have to say, Mark, I love that. I'm a big sports fan. I play hockey. I'm probably not in this business if I hadn't seen what martial arts did for my brother, who played a lot of hockey as a kid and really transformed and made him more confident, and he had tremendous success in sports and school. You know, I think what you said is great, that the bottom line is it's going to be hard to go and compete with, you know, a dad who wants to take his kid to go play baseball. But if you can integrate what you're doing, showing the parents how their kids can be better athletes with your program, and get them behind supporting martial arts, you know, it could be amazing. Most people aren't reaching out to the sports clubs. Having a little seminar on, you know, hand-eye coordination, which obviously is huge for baseball, and soccer and T-ball and, you know, all the sports, hockey included, football. These are all things that, you know, really – you know, football, I guess, you know, any sport will help another sport, but I've seen very few things that can help another sport like martial arts can, and I think it's a great opportunity to promote martial arts to varying groups, and most people are not like you, probably really just avoiding those sports. You're saying, hey, go in there, talk to the coaches, maybe form a team with your school. You know, how cool would it be to have sponsor team's jersey? I love all that. I think that's a great idea. I'd rather be out there and be proactive and aggressive than, you know, than compete with it.
Right.
That's fantastic. Really glad you mentioned that one. Career days.
again, part of the school system. When we sent out that email, when I sent out that email on Friday about the report card, I also mentioned how we have the dragon and the Kung Fu Panda as mascots. If they need us for anything, we'll be glad to. If they have a career day coming up, we'll be glad to come in there. And as I was getting the responses for the report card, I had one that says, hey, this Friday we're handing out some type of an award winner. Would you bring your dragon in? Sure. Are we going to get a student off of it? Probably not. But we did something for the school, and they're going to say, you know, presenting this award is the Championship Martial Arts Dragon. So, I mean, our name did get out there. But it's, again, working with the school. When we asked about career days, from that one email, we scheduled up 6 career days already. And, again, they're hitting at the end of April because our system goes out on the end of May. So I'm thinking that's the same with a lot of schools. And all we're doing is your instructors show up. And, you know, think about how cool this is going to be. What is your job? Well, they want you to explain your job to them. That's why it's a career day. Not only do they want you to explain it, they probably want you to show it. They just gave you permission to have an intro class in their school because I'm showing the students. First, I'm talking about what I did to get my job, how I had to come sign up and take class and everything. And this is the benefit from that. This is what I get to do every day. I get to play in my pajamas. I get to teach kids just like you guys how to do really cool things. Matter of fact, let's do a couple of them. Everyone stand up. Boom. You're having an intro class. You know, talk with your school system if you get to hand out a card afterwards. But we're constantly in there. You know, we also say, you know, anything else you want us to do. And I mentioned earlier the spring flings. Every one of our elementary schools has a carnival at the end of the school year. And it's pretty much, I think, normally sponsored by the PTO as a way to generate some revenue. Well, there's some schools that they say, hey, can you sponsor a booth? It's $50. It's $100. And this is going to be the Championship Martial Arts Bouncer House. But you guys can pass out anything you want to. Other schools that say, hey, we are glad to have you guys part of it. Come on in. And we'll set up a table, and we'll bring some hand targets, and we'll kind of teach simple front kicks, kind of like you were in any demo. Have your demo team there passing out things. And, again, we bring our prize wheel. A little bit hard on that one is sometimes there's not a lot of parents there. They just drop the kids off. So the kid's writing their name. When you call up the parent, the percentage may not be as high as getting them into your school, but, you know, even if it didn't cost you anything, if you get one student, it was worth it. But, again, you're helping the school out. All these little things that you can do to help your schools out, it's kind of like that win-win situation. It's benefiting them. It's benefiting you. But now when you want to do that big thing that's going to benefit you, and I don't know how many schools think that the report cards, I mean, it is benefiting the student and as a prize, but it's benefiting us tremendously. So, you know, I'll do anything I need to keep that good relationship going. But every time I send out that email of how many report card certificates you need, they all got the same. Thank you for everything that you do for our school. Well, am I doing it for their school, or are they doing something for me? I mean, it's actually, again, that win-win situation. That's the relationship that you want with the school system.
And that's really going to help you long-term, right? If they're doing something for you only, it's probably going to be a one-time deal. But if it's mutually beneficial, then the relationship will last for as long as, you know, everyone's around.
Exactly.
So that's a great point. Okay. You know, one of the things I appreciated is we asked you some, you know, pretty tough questions, and it's not an easy thing to acquire new students. And we went through a ton of different ideas, and what I appreciate is that we didn't say, hey, yes, you should do an ad card, or you should do direct mail or coupon mailers. Those are kind of the standard things. So I wanted to ask you, is this something that you think should still be done, or did you not mention it because you don't think we should do them?
Well, I'm thinking that everyone's doing them anyways, and if they're not, those are very, you know, depending on your budget is what you got. Everything that I mentioned today, if it wasn't free, it was pretty close to being free. So I want every school owner to be able to grab some of these ideas and just jump on them immediately. I mean, if I said, hey, yeah, to get 10 students, we get a $3,000 billboard out on the highway, well, I guarantee half the school owners, okay, $3,000, I don't have $3,000. That idea is useless to me. All the ideas that we implemented were so low cost. Again, it's not free. Everyone can jump on them. Now, I still, if you're doing the ad cards and the coupon mailers and direct mail, whatever you're consistently doing, I would still do those. Because, again, they're serving a purpose. My purpose is I just want my name out there. And that way, when someone, because today might not be the day that Mrs. Smith is thinking about signing her son up. And tomorrow might not be that day either. But 6 months from now, when something clicks, and again, no one knows what that clicking is. It could be that he got beat up. It could just be he watched a TV show. It could be he watched the Karate Kid movie. It could be she heard a success story from one of the coworkers at work about how their child's no longer on Ritalin because of martial arts. All of a sudden, when they think of martial arts, that's right, championship martial arts. I got an ad card on my window. I saw it next to the cash register. I remember getting a coupon somewhere from that company. So I just use that stuff to keep us in the forefront.
Oh, that's, that's very important because a lot of times I hear, well, you know, I went and I spent all this money on this direct mail and I didn't get a single student. And people think that that is a complete failure. It'd be nice to get a few students if you're going to spend money on a direct mailer, but there is a much bigger benefit when coupled with a bunch of other, I guess I call them branding ideas, where you're making sure that your name and your brand is seen by your prospects many times during the year, so that when people think martial arts, you're the first school that comes to mind. And, you know, sometimes that's just good old brand marketing, and it sounds like that's what you're doing, and you're setting yourself up so that other things that you're doing will complement each other, and eventually it all comes together and creates a lead, and then you let your sales strategy take it there and the quality of the school take it after the sale has taken place.
Yeah, I don't think I would – I mean, if I'm spending X amount of dollars on a money mailer ad, and like you said, we all want to get students off it. But if I'm just breaking even, I mean, if I spent $1,200 and I get one student, well, and it came from that source and only that source, well, I didn't lose any money, so why not do it again? I mean, if all of a sudden you're spending $1,200 and you're never getting anyone, well, yeah, you know, people, it may not be worth it. But if you can, again, break even on it, just like how many people over this winter bought all these studio sweatshirts and hoodies and book bags, again, things with their name on it, instead of holding on to it until next year, sell it at cost, right? I mean, we had some sweatshirts, and there's probably like, I mean, I think we ordered like 200. I mean, probably way ordered, over-ordered. But instead of having, 50 of them left over, I said, hey, we bought these things for $8. We're selling them for $25. Let's sell them for $10. At least now we didn't lose money, and it's being worn outside. So now all of a sudden it's free advertising. We just did this promotion, and you mentioned the branding. We're big into the license plate frames. So everyone has most people have cars, and every car has a license plate on the back of it. So now all of a sudden our frame goes around it, and it says, I get my kicks at, and on the bottom, championship martial arts. I'm pretty sure I bought these for 70 cents a piece. And we give them to every one of our students. Now, the only kicker is we don't give it to them. We actually put it – the instructor will actually put it on their car. So, one of your SWAT team members are in the parking lot, and they're just like, hey, do you want one of these on your car? And we make a little joke. It's going to raise the value of it. And we just put them on. Think about how many times you had a stop sign, a stoplight, and you're just looking at the car in front of you, and all of a sudden, I get my kicks at championship martial arts. We just did magnets for, I think, $1, and those are stuck on cars now. So now we're going to have a contest – that every time you come in, and it's going to be during the month of April, we're going to do it for 2 weeks. Every time you come to class and you have a license plate frame on your car, you're going to get a ticket. If you got a magnet on your car, you're going to get a ticket. If you got both of them on your car, you're going to get 5 tickets. The winner's going to get $50, $100 during the drawing. So, yes, it's costing me $100 or $50, whatever the prize is going to be, but all your students now have your license plate frames and your car magnets, mini billboards, driving around your community. I had a buddy of mine from New York come down, and at the end, he said, you want to know something, Mark? Every time I got out of the car, wherever we went, I always looked at people, the back end of their cars, and there wasn't one time I didn't see at least one of your frames or car magnets in the parking lot. Cheap advertising, and it goes and goes and goes forever. But again, it's just that keeping that name out in front of everybody.
Oh, that's great. I mean, that I really like the license plate one. I've seen them, and a lot of times I see sports license plate things, and but that's a great one to do for the school because, again, most people are driving around in your local community, so, you know, it's a moving billboard in a sense, so that's a great idea. You know, we have a few minutes left, so what I'd like to do is open it up to the phone, see if anyone has any questions. I know we covered a lot of material today. If I didn't get to your question on the web, you know, feel free to email Mark. I know he'll be happy to answer any questions for you as well. I'm going to take us off of lecture mode and just open it up. So if anyone has a noisy background, please put yourself on mute so it won't interfere with the recording and everyone can hear other questions. Okay, there we are. We're live on the phone. Does anybody have any questions for Mark on what we covered today? I still see a bunch of callers out there, so don't be shy. I guess we just answered everything, Mark.
I think we answered them as we were going.
The one thing I want to point out for everyone is that, you know, you heard a lot of information, and sometimes it can be overwhelming. So don't feel like, wow, you know, how am I going to do all this? And then you end up not doing anything. I think it's important to note that, you know, pick 2-3 things that you haven't done before and give them a try. This webinar is recorded, so you can go back and listen to it and, you know, take notes and kind of plan out what you'd like to do over the next 3 or 4 months. And every thing that you do, whether it's successful or not, you're getting your name out there, you're getting the branding, and you're learning what maybe you don't do next time. And you try it, you know, try it a different time of the year. You know, it's a lot of times there is a hit and miss, but the more you do, the more you learn, and you'll find that, you know, there are things I'm sure that Mark tries in one school that doesn't have the same effect in another school that he owns. So, you know, some ideas work better in certain areas. A lot of it is go out there and be proactive. One thing's for sure, doing nothing results in nothing. So if you try, you're going to get results. You're going to learn. You're going to explore new ways to tap into bringing new students in. Mark, it was awesome. You gave a lot of great, great ideas, some utilizing students, which will help school owners that have, you know, 50 or more students where they can tap into more referrals. But if you're not there yet and you're still starting out and you're growing, you got some great ways to introduce yourself to the community, to get the ball rolling a little bit faster so you can get up to 50, 100 students and then start taking advantage of some of the more referrals. You know, if you have 200 students, obviously you should be getting twice the referrals of a school that has 100 students. So get the ball rolling and good things will happen. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I would. And as you were talking, I was going through my emails on my phone, and now I know why we didn't get any questions because I got at least 6 or 7 of them with questions on my cell phone, actually.
Oh, they bypassed the...
They just bypassed the conversation going on.
Going right to the source.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, and we love that. We love the participation. You know, Mark's going to take good care of you. We're actually working on working with Mark now to come up with a one-on-one consultation schedule so you guys can book some time to speak directly with Mark on a one-on-one basis, and we'll be working that out, hopefully get that out to everyone in April, and we'll actually go to the people that have registered and signed up for the webinars that Mark has done, and we'll do kind of a private invitation out to you guys before we get it out to the rest of the company so you guys can get kind of first stab at Mark. And, you know, don't hesitate to email him. I mean, this guy definitely wants to help. He loves giving back. I know that I've had questions, and, you know, I'll take something and say, oh, you know, Mark's going to be a great guy to answer this, and we'll get the question over to him, and he's always really responsive. So, you know, I really appreciate it. you know, I like to say it in this kind of forum because you know that I thank you pretty often, but it's really meaningful to Member Solutions to have someone like you on our advisory team helping us out, and we just really appreciate it. So publicly, thank you very much.
My pleasure. And again, guys, anyone that needs to email me, maateam@bellsouth.net. I mean, the advisory team, I mean, there's, I think, what, 12 of us, 11 of us, all great guys, love helping people out. So, I mean, just if you ever have a question, if I can't answer it, I'm sure someone else can. But just make sure you're utilizing the services that Member Solutions is offering you guys because, like you said, we can't just call, we're just not going to call every single school and just say, hey, you know, what are you doing today? Any troubles that you have? But if you call us, someone's going to jump on it and try to help you out as much as they can.
And the, you know, the email address for just if you have a simple question, you can send an email to asktheadvisoryteam@membersolutions.com. And you can, if you want to direct it to a specific advisory team member, you can just address it, you know, dear Mark. And then, you know, here's a question. And then what's nice about that, too, is that if you go through the advisory team, we'll post that question on our newsletter and our blog so that other people can benefit. And, you know, and if you want it to be an anonymous question, that's fine. Just let us know. But, yeah, you know, it's sharing information, networking. It's what we're all trying to do. To try to help everyone just be a little bit better tomorrow than they were yesterday. So, well, I think that's it. We're out of time. Again, thank you very much for hosting this for us today, Mark, and thank you to everyone out there for coming and supporting the webinars. We love to see a bunch of people caring about their school, and we appreciate your support. It makes us super motivated to continue doing it for you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.